This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Trigger words. When you guys grew up, did you have that term trigger word, or you got triggered? It's a big thing now. In the last few years, there's this concept of if something gets said or seen, it could trigger moods, feelings, actions. I mean, I remember learning about PTSD and knowing individuals who had and taking care of patients with PTSD, and they had triggers. That would trigger their flashbacks, that would trigger the trauma that they sustained. And the term trigger, a very powerful term. And we respect the severity of something that could trigger somebody to who's been doing fine to go back into an anxiety state or nightmares or panic because of something they went through. Tour of duty, seen a family member, friend die, rape, etc. Shooting. But now we're using trigger all over the place. Oh, I'm triggered. Oh, that triggered me. Don't bring it up because I'll be triggered. What do you mean you'll be triggered? You'll kill us? What do you mean you'll be triggered? Oh, no. It just, I can't have anybody talk about the subject because I'll then be put in a bad mood. Okay, can you give me a list of subjects? Because I'm going to probably hit a lot of them just because I'm in a bad mood and I feel better talking about it. So this concept of triggering is fascinating because even though we want to identify triggers, what we used to do, and we still are supposed to do, is help people manage the triggers and guide them on what to do with the triggers. Now, what we've done in this day and age is if something triggers you, keep it away. If there's a movie, put a trigger warning so that you can not be exposed. Now, mind you, okay, sometimes avoidance therapy is necessary. You have somebody who did a tour, lost a lot of friends, family. They might not want to see a movie, that has, blood and guts. And so I get that. And you do want to warn people that there might be content that could potentially trigger you. But in psychology, we need to make sure that you can live, that you can function. Because unfortunately, in this day and age, just the news, you can watch the news and get triggered. I mean, look at what's going on. A school shoot. I mean, UNLV just had that shooting. That, everyday life can trigger you. And so for those individuals who get care, we do our best to help desensitize and help manage the triggers. If you do hear a firecracker and it sounds like gunshots, all right, these are things you could do. And we work with them. But I'm a little nervous about how psychologically strong the next generation is. And we all are given strength, a certain amount of strength. But when we grew up as kids, many of us that are Gen X or baby boomers or older millennials, I mean, we had to work through things. And, you know, if something scared us, if a puppy scared us, a little puppy, what did we do? Well, our parents said, okay, we're going to go to the puppy store. And you're going to see a puppy that isn't scary. And we're going to start getting you comfortable with animals. So that when you're an animal, you can, or when you're an adult, you know, you can be comfortable because you're going to run into dogs all the time. Same thing with bicycle. Remember how scary riding a bike was because you'd fall and get a boo-boo and then your mom would put Mercurochrome, that ugly fluorescent pink stuff on your wound that burned when she put it on, and now everybody not only sees you had a scrape, but that you had to have that ugly pink Mercurochrome stuff on? I never wanted to fall off a bike. What did you do when you fell off a bike? You got back on it. We got back on it, otherwise we were never able to ride a bike. Well, we have many individuals in the younger generations that, again, it's not their fault, but it's how they might have been raised. So it'd be their parents' fault or society's fault, where they never learned to ride a bike. They fell once, so that's it. You know how many car accidents I was in when I moved to L.A.? I moved to Southern California to go do my last year of medical school at UCLA, and I get hit by three cars in a matter of, I think, 4 months. Three car accidents in 4 months. My husband made me get back in the car after each one of them next day because he didn't want me afraid of driving. And I love to drive. For those of you who live in my neck of the woods, you see me driving all over the place. Zoom. But it was that we got to get back out there. And I'm not saying everybody who gets triggered needs to go back out there. You know, you get raped going to a club. We're not going to make you go back to a club. But in psychology, we work where you could still be around other people because we want you to be able to function, have relationships. If you've always wanted to have kids, you know, how do we help you psychologically to get to the point where you could then be with somebody and then be able to have kids and have a family? So what I keep hearing, you know, we have to have trigger warnings. This triggers this person. We can't have this at work because it's a trigger. And we need safe spaces. To me, a safe space is a place where you're not going to get shot, attacked, harassed, fired, discriminated against for your political beliefs or your religion or your gender or race. That, to me, is a safe space. But we're trying to keep anything that could trigger somebody. And then how do we get them psychologically ready for real life? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So with Christmas, right, it's like, may your days be merry and bright. So we're supposed to be merry and bright on the holidays. Turns out, more commonly, the average American is not merry and bright. The average American has the holiday blues. They're either anxious, they're depressed, and even though this, to me, is the happiest time of year, we have a lot of people struggling. One study actually found, let me see if I have it, I think one study found 68% felt financially strained. The majority of people felt sad, dissatisfied, 66% lonely, 63% felt too much pressure, and 57% felt there were unrealistic expectations of them during the holidays. And so as much as I want to think that everybody is enjoying themselves like I am, because I just love the holiday times, and I wish they were year-round, people are struggling. And when you have a family member that's not happy, you know, some people say, what's wrong with you? Maybe there's nothing wrong with them. Maybe this is a normal response to everything going on. So why would somebody, in the midst of everything, and all the jubilation, and the mistletoe, and the eggnog, and the Hanukkah lights, and the tinsel, and the Christmas lights, and the neighborhoods all decorated, why would anybody be sad? Okay, well, first, do they have memories of being with their loved ones? Did they lose a spouse? Did they lose a child? Did they lose a parent? Do the holidays remind them of somebody that they lost? Probably. Number two is we have seasonal affective disorder that affects many during the winter. It's cold. Some people think it's gloomy. See me, I like cold. I like snow. I like rain. I just do. It's probably because I grew up in desert climates most of my life. So for me, it's exciting. But the average person wants to be outside. They don't want to be indoors. They want to get the vitamin D. They want to play. And they don't want bad weather keeping them stuck indoors. And sometimes just the season and the weather can affect people's mood. That's a biggie. The pressure people feel during the holidays. That's something nobody really talks about. Right, let's start with your neighborhood, okay? Me, I decorated the house. I did lights last year, but for some reason, I was working so much that I didn't go to Home Depot and get the right timer, and I didn't have the proper cords, and so. But this year, it worked, and I am so excited that my house. In fact, I was one of the first people to decorate for Christmas in the neighborhood, and you saw people walk by, and all of a sudden, the next day they started decorating. I decorated after Veterans Day, just because I want to get the most out of it, and so I was actually one of the first people to decorate. Woo-hoo! I'm like, oh, hell yeah. Now, if our homeowners association is not going to find me any more than they already find me, I'm going to decorate for Christmas and Hanukkah and the holidays. So we have snowmen, we have icicles, we have lights in the trees, and I love it. But if you are a neighbor that, you know, you don't have decor, you don't have the extra money to spend hiring somebody to put up the lights, let alone insurance if they fall and hurt themselves, and you're now the house that isn't lit, that could be stressful. If you have to spend the holidays with family that you don't like, if you have to spend the holiday with in-laws that you don't like, holidays are stressful, very stressful. Now, I told you for years, you know, I did not like Thanksgiving because I didn't have good memories of Thanksgiving growing up. And, you know, there was a lot of stress that we had Thanksgiving, you know, when I was older in terms of, you know, who we were, you know, when we were doing these meals together. And it was just not, I didn't like Thanksgiving. I love Christmas time, Hanukkah, the holidays, December. But when you ask me, are you excited about Thanksgiving? I don't get that excited about Thanksgiving. So I understand. I get it. Then the financial part of it. Remember we talked about decorating with Christmas lights could be a multiple hundreds, $1,000 affair? Okay, that's just the decor outside the house. What about your tree? What about finding the tree, putting it up, ornaments? What about family coming into town? And now, rather than you just doing your top ramen dinner, which you shouldn't be doing, you now have to go out. What about doing the holiday meal? What about the travel? And then the gifts. So there's a lot of financial pressure. And, you know, one thing, we always talk about gifts, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about gifts right before the holidays. And we always talk about ways to save money with gifts. But, you know, the Secret Santa always helps eliminate you needed to buy 30 gifts. You only have to buy one Secret Santa. Or the white elephant is always a fun thing to do. I was just at a party where we did the white elephant. White elephant's really popular because you only have to buy one gift. And then you pick a gift, and you take turns. You get a number. You pick a gift. Somebody could steal that gift. There's a limit on how many times they could steal the gift. And then the gift is yours. And so it makes it fun. Everybody gets a gift, but you don't necessarily have to buy gifts for all 30 people or 40 people or 50 people. So that saves money. You could do that. Another thing is, you know, a baked dish. If you want to, you know, give a neighbor a gift, you know, you could bring them you could bake them something. You could bake them cookies. Well, that's a little cheaper than buying gifts for all the neighbors. Make a big batch of cookies and give your neighbors cookies. With postal workers, sanitation workers that can't take bribes, but buy them a scarf, buy them gloves. If you know they're a Dallas Cowboy fan, get them some Dallas gear. Sunglasses. You could do a little Christmas gift, and they don't have to be that expensive. A poem. Now, there's, you can, if you have somebody who you really, really care about, you don't know what to get them, and they are kind of hard to buy for, and they say, I don't want anything, write a poem, not a dirty limerick, a poem, print it on beautiful stationery, frame it. If it's about them, if it's about their beauty, and I don't, listen, actually, this is a really good idea. Let's say you have to buy a lovey-dovey gift, okay? And you've already bought, bracelets, earrings. What about writing a poem from the heart about them, framing it in a pretty frame? I wrote this for you. Now, careful writing songs, because if you're not a good singer, we have to sit there and listen to it for 2.5 minutes. But I did that with my husband. I wrote him a poem. Now, it wasn't for a Christmas gift. I just wrote him a poem. And he liked it so much, he showed everybody the poem. I don't know whatever happened to the poem because I wanted to keep it because it was a damn good poem. And it was really cute and it rhymed because my poetry has to rhyme. I can't haiku or I can't do some of these other ones where you just don't rhyme it. But it was probably one of the best gifts I ever gave him because it was from the heart. So there are things you can do. Now, I know that's causing stress. Well, I can't write a poem. I'll write it for you. Just give it to me. I'll write the poem for you. All right? It's not that hard. But, you know, how we look at the holidays doesn't always have to be, that sad and stressful. So if you are feeling blue, you know, one thing we do in psychology and in family medicine is, okay, what is it about the holidays? You know, you might not be able to talk to the family about it, but if it's because you have to get on an airplane, be dealing with the mess that's going to be of the airports just to fly somewhere and be with a family member you don't want to be with and you have to stay at their house for the next 4 or 5 days, there's nothing wrong with you. That wouldn't make anybody else feel, you know, not so happy. So you really need to identify what exactly it is. You know, we always speak about, you know, how to deal with the family and the in-laws on the holidays. And I'm not being mean and I'm not being facetious, but I am sick and tired of hearing people ask for medications to get through the holidays because they have to be around people they don't want to be around. There's a better way. You know, being there for dinner is one thing, but do you have to stay at their house the whole time? You know, have a hotel. If you think there's the family members are going to be all ticked off, it's better than you're not showing up to dinner and say, look, you know, me and my spouse want to kind of have a little alone time. Coming here was the best present because you guys could watch the kids and give us some needed alone time. That's the best present you guys could give. You know, we're going to take out a little hotel room and then we're going to come back and whatever. You got to get away sometimes. So, you know, identify exactly what it is because you might dislike the whole holidays because of one thing that you could rectify and you could address. 1-877-DOCTALLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. More than 100 people dead, hundreds more wounded after a shallow earthquake struck northwestern China's Gansu province. The quake measured at a magnitude 5.9. There's another hearing today over whether U.S. Army officials should be allowed to tear down a Confederate memorial statue at Arlington National Cemetery. Yesterday, U.S. District Judge Rossi Alston ruled on a restraining order to block the memorial's removal. Mother Nature making a mess of New England yesterday with rain, flooding, strong winds, knocking down trees and power lines. At least four people were killed. There's another lawsuit coming against Rudy Giuliani by two former Georgia election workers just days after they won a previous $150 million defamation suit. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So not only did COVID do a number on our memory, on our breathing status, on our moods, it did a number on our labor system. Now trying to get people to go to work as opposed to working from home, it's changed. People can now do multiple jobs at home. While one employer is paying, or while both employers are paying for full benefits, it's changed the way things are done. And even medicine. We're doing medicine over the phone. Patient calls up saying they have acute eye pain, their eye is watering, they have pink eye. Eye pain with watering could be a variety of things. It could be glaucoma. It could be iritis. It could be a cellulitis. It could be a form of pink eye. But still. So, where's the exam? And when I say, can you get examined? Can you still go and get your eye checked? Because I can't call this pink eye. Pink eye is where you have a virus. You know, both eyes get pink, goopy, itchy, feels like there's sand in them. But one eye that's hurting and watering, maybe you scratch your cornea. Get the eye examined. So we're doing things that we never did, and now it's commonplace. Diagnosing and treating diverticulitis over the phone. That's a severe bowel infection that could cause a perforation, but we're doing it over the phone now. But another thing that's changed is our educational system, which is going to have decade, if not century-long ramifications. And colleges are now requiring less to get in. Now, remember, colleges have some steep competition now with the video game and the Nintendo Switch and Xbox. So as fewer Gen Zs want to go to college, colleges need to make it a little easier to get people to come and want to go to college and spend money. And so whereas I had to take the SAT, and I got a 1450 on it, and I took the ACT. I don't remember my ACT score. Now I think about 2,000 schools are saying, no, you don't need it. And it's been, it was starting to fall by the wayside, but especially after COVID. You don't have to go and sit and do a test in front of other people and get sick. Doesn't make sense to do an online test because you could look things up. So you don't need it. In fact, calculus, we're hearing that a lot of colleges are not needing calculus. You used to need calculus to get into school or for certain schools like California Institute of Technology. California Institute of Technology says, nope, you don't have to have calculus. You don't have to have taken it in high school. And calculus, I did calculus because I was in honors algebra for freshman year, then honors geometry sophomore year, honors trig. I was a real dork. I really loved math. I wasn't that good in English. Yeah, but math was very strong. My STEM, math and science was my favorite. And so then I had trig as a junior year, and then senior year I had calculus. I took AP calculus such that when I went to UNLV, I could go right into calculus 2. Then I did calculus 3, then I did biostatistics, and then I just gave up because I'm like, I really got to start doing, I don't need that much math to get into medical school. But, the reason why calculus was a requirement in college was such that they didn't have to then waste your time teaching you the basics. You could then move forward. And California Institute of Technology, like MIT, I think MIT and Carnegie Mellon and Purdue still want, Princeton still wants you to have calculus if you can, but they are stopping the need for it to be a requirement. Now, why was it a requirement to begin with? Well, because if you got through calculus in high school, that means you had an aptitude for math. Because the people that didn't take calculus in high school were the ones that needed to, take Algebra 1, then Algebra 2, then Geometry, then Trig. But if you were able to excel in certain math classes, then you could start calculus right away. Which means you already had the basics to go for engineering or some of the other sciences. You could still learn it in college, and I think that's the attitude now. Don't worry if you don't have it in high school. But then what's high school for? If high school is not preparing you for college or regular life, I told you what I think school should be. Now, morning classes are 20, 30 minutes long, no more. It's your core learning of your math, your science, your English, your history, the things that need to be tested and standardized. And then the afternoon is all your practical learning, your art, your self-defense, your exposure to every trade, your electrical unit, your plumbing unit, your manufacturing, your marketing, your law, your healthcare, your education. you're also exercising. You're learning how to hike. You're learning how to lift weights. You're learning how to do yoga. You're also learning how to fish. You're learning how to garden. You're learning how to plant. You're learning how to farm. That's every afternoon. School is not 9 months long. Kids can learn year-round, have a longer Christmas break, shorter summer break, because more people are sick in the winter anyway and traveling. So expand winter break to a month, shorten summer break to a month, and have learning year-round. High school stops at the end of sophomore year. You get your high school diploma because you've mastered everything by then. And then junior and senior year is your associate's degree college. So everybody graduates with free college, and it doesn't cost the taxpayers a dime because it's within what we used for high school for 4 years. And in that associate's degree, you get your basics. So everybody has an associate's degree by the time they are 18 years old. I think it's doable. But what do? We have kids sitting for 8 hours, and they're reflecting on their sexuality, and they're reflecting on climate change. And I think a sociology class and a civics class, and I think those are important. But we really need to accelerate and give everybody, sitting somebody in a room for an hour to learn math, they zone out. But a 20, 30 minute, this is the lesson. Now everybody practice it. There's tutors. Remember, if you're only doing that part of school a half day, you could have more people on deck, making sure that the kids get the concept down. Then they'll do homework, or they'll do a problem themselves, homework later at night. But the afternoon is fun learning and practical learning, so people know what they want to go into. And so if we're starting to say you don't need the SAT or the ACT, you don't need to show proficiency in vocabulary, in math, in critical thinking, you don't need calculus, by the time you get to college, if you need the class, we'll give it to you. That starts to change the way, you know, then what are we doing in high school? So I think our education system is starting to go lax because we are dependent on computers, we're dependent on AI, and maybe the powers that be want people to be less educated. And they want individuals to not question things and to robotically follow what they need to follow. And, you have a captive audience with schools. If you have a captive audience, teach them what they need to know. How come the average person doesn't know how to fish, doesn't know how to grow food, doesn't know what construction is or plumbing is or a trade? These are things that all kids should know how to do. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time to get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter or X and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, how many of you guys have been to a self-checkout? You're at a grocery store, you're checking out your items, and then there's an unexpected item in the bagging area. And it notifies the whole flipping store that there's an unexpected item in the bagging area. Grocery stores aren't that noisy like they used to be. They're pretty quiet. And so everybody can hear. And if your unexpected item in the bagging area is a Fleet's Enema, it could be pretty embarrassing because people are like, oh my gosh, is she trying to steal a Fleet's Enema? Have you seen the Fleet's Enema? I like to get the ones that have the 20% more because I like to get bigger bang for my buck, even though it really doesn't matter. You don't need that 20% more. But still, self-checkout in stores
have had their pros and cons. Well, get this. We're hearing that the airport in Las Vegas, Nevada, which used to be McCarran Airport, is now called Harry Reid International Airport, which was controversial in and of itself because they didn't ask the public. People, a lot of people wanted it to just be called Las Vegas Airport, International Airport. But because Southern Nevada is not just Las Vegas, you have Henderson, you have Pahrump, they weren't going to call it Las Vegas International Airport, and they want to memorialize Harry Reid, a Democratic senator who was the Senate Majority Leader for many years in Congress. And so it's been controversial. But get this. It made news because the TSA is going to test out self-service screening options. Self-service TSA. Now, for those of us that still remember September 11th, we're a little nervous about that because people can be pretty smart and wily and figure out how to get things through. Me, I can't tell you how many times inadvertently I didn't know I had a little bottle of water that apparently got through. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't know I had this water in there. Hey, that's the biggest culprit. I always get stopped and have to be screened because I carry bottles of water all the time, and then I forget that they're in there. So rather than giving your boarding pass and identification to a human, you'll be able to scan your own documents. Like, by the way, that's already done at customs. I don't know if you've ever been out of the country coming back into customs. You just scan your passport. Well, you still have to meet somebody, but the entryway is done by you scanning your passport. And there's still guards and TSA agents around, but they're already starting to use that sort of technology. And then there is a bag inspection that's kind of like a self-checkout. So the pilot program is scheduled to begin next month at Harry Reid. This is according to the Department of Homeland Security Science and Technology Directorate. And so rather than you going through the body scanner, TSA says, nope, you got your iPhone in your pocket. Come out of the machine. We're going to pat you down. Under the new systems, the machine just won't let you pass through. There may be an officer who will then check you, but you will be stopped and you won't be able to go through the machine if you have metal or something wrong. Now, I don't know for sure how the bags are going to go because already there's that that conveyor belt that you put your bag on, and then there's TSA agents looking at the bag. But in terms of you being able to not necessarily have a TSA agent going through those multiple steps with you, it would be more automated. I think this was already in the works. But it's a sign that what worries me about this is it's a sign that the TSA is probably having trouble staffing and they don't have enough hands or they need to divert the hands they have to other things. So low risk travelers now that have a passport and an ID, because what happens when you go to the airport, in order for you to get into the TSA area, you have to show a boarding pass, and you have to show your ID. And we wait in long lines for humans to search them carefully and use their flashlight. They think that part could be automated. And then, of course, some of the other things. So they say travelers will use passenger or carry-on screening items at individual consoles or screening lanes themselves, reducing the number of pat-downs and bag inspections TSOs need to perform, freeing their time to be reallocated to the busier aspects of screening operations. So this is according to the screening at Speed Program Manager John Fortune. So with the new process, there's going to be more scanners. You'll enter the area. You'll put your carry-on bag into a scanner, follow computerized instructions. And then if there is a problem, then there will be a TSA agent that'll pat you down or help look at things. So you know, our airport security has gotten very, very good. And I am really grateful at what TSA has done in terms of not allowing a September 11th to happen again. It should have never happened, but it did. And they got box cutters through, who knows. And interestingly, I don't know if you ever see these articles on weapons found, the stuff TSA agents find. and confiscates, and a lot of them do find weapons. People bring weapons on board. Now, I don't think a lot of these weapons are malicious. I think there are people that carry, and they're so used to carrying, that they forget that they have to store the gun unloaded in a separate case in their checked luggage. And so there might be some individuals that just, they race to the airport and they just didn't think. But, and then you have others going, because, I mean, who would be stupid enough to think that you'd be able to get through security with a gun? Yeah, and maybe they do have mental illness. Who knows? So the TSA has been doing a phenomenal job. But one thing I've noticed when I've traveled, and I travel a lot, is they're overwhelmed. The lines are ridiculous. This is going to be a mess. You know, the reason why we tell you to get to the airport 2 or 3 hours early, I used to be able to jump onto the ramp right as the gate was closing. And then after September 11th, you need to be there 2 to 3 hours. Why? Because of security. And there's always lines. And so if there is a way to speed things up, that's great. My only fear is hackers are pretty smart. And people know how to hide things. You know, there's, like, for example, there's these brushes that, so a lot of people have things for self-defense. So there are these brushes that you open up, and it actually is a blade. And it's not a silver blade or a metal blade. It's a sharp plastic blade. So if you need to protect yourself and all you have is a brush and you're about to be attacked, you could quickly undo that and attack somebody. Well, what if you don't know you have that on you? Or somebody decides to get that and pack it. Now they have something that's screening through that's plastic. Now, the TSA of everybody knows all the tricks of the trade, but there are people out there that are just dying to hurt us. And you know, we still have American hostages Hamas is holding that and they don't want to give back. As countries dislike America and hate America and always call for our demise, you know they're going to be trying to do workarounds. And when you saw countries rejoice in what happened with September 11th, it shows you how sick people are. When you saw people rejoice in what happened with the Hamas massacre in Israel. So my worry is if somebody can figure out how to trick these scanners, they're going to do it. So still TSA will be available, will be around. But congratulations for Las Vegas, you know, piloting something, and because we have a busy airport. But we'll see what happens with that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. For those of you about to travel, don't forget to pack your patience. The Pete Buttigieg is warning us that there will be delays and issues. Always happens during Christmas time, but I don't know if they have solved a lot of the problems that they had last year. So be safe. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.